You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hi there. It's me, Laura Wasser, the divorce attorney and the founder of It's Over Easy, the online divorce service. I've been practicing family law for over 20 years, and I've worked on thousands of divorces, shepherding people through what may be one of the most terrifying times in their lives. Along the way, I often have to remind people to lower their expectations. When dealing with matters of the heart, rules simply don't apply, because all's fair in love and war. So welcome to the All's Fair podcast. Fasten your seatbelts and let's go. Hey, it's me, Laura Wasser.
Welcome to our show, everyone. I'm Johnny Rains, and this is the All's Fair podcast on iHeart, brought to you by It's Over Easy Online Divorce.
We know divorce is never really over easy, but the legal part of divorce shouldn't be so difficult. This is one of the primary reasons we created It's Over Easy, so people can be the masters of their own destinies with regard to divorce. They can get their forms, we can help them fill them out, they can make a deal, they can file their paperwork, they don't have to rely on attorneys, and they can do it, for the most part, in most states, online. So even if you can't get to a courthouse or your courthouses are closed because of, I don't know, a pandemic, you can still move forward in your life. Now It's Over Easy has become an entire universe of relevant content and a community of people from across the country focused on their next chapters and on maximizing their current relationships.
As you've heard us say, it's not just about divorce, but Laura, you are a divorce attorney. So what's the latest? Are Americans getting divorced in droves like the Chinese after being cooped up together in quarantine?
I don't think so. I think people are actually trying to dig deep, get through their issues, work through things. I think maybe when this is over, whenever it's over, you may see people shifting their relationships, but I don't think we're going to have the huge throngs of people getting divorced that everybody anticipated. I think that there will be what looks like a surge because you'll have courthouses opening up, but I would like to imagine, and I know this is, you know, optimistic of me, but that's who I am, the optimistic divorce attorney, that people, by virtue of being stuck together, will actually work through things and come out of this stronger.
I hope you're right. However, the coronavirus forces patience on us all, even on the wannabe divorced. But perhaps the down-to-earth marriage advice from the Reverend Roxanne Birchfield might come in handy.
So New York Times articles, you know, I love my Sunday New York Times. And so this was a celebrity-efficient, down-to-earth marriage advice from Roxanne Birchfield. Okay, so, and the author was our friend Alix Strauss, the founder and owner of Married by Reverend Roxy, officiating in premarital counseling service in Brooklyn, explains in this article her business and shares her best advice for couples.
And can I just say that her face is definitely an advertisement for down-to-earth marriage advice. She looks so fierce in her all-black, what is the leg of mutton sleeves?
Yes. I wouldn't call that a leg of, it's a poof sleeve.
Proof?
Leg of mutton. Poof.
Oh, I thought you said proof.
Hello. Okay, go ahead.
So her down to earth marriage advice is basically that the Disney fairy tale does not exist. Happily ever after, meeting a prince or princess, marriage is not like that. Get that idea out of your head and go to therapy.
I like it. She seems very down to earth, Reverend Roxy. And then another article that we looked at last week was 19 people share the moment they realized that they married the wrong person by Molly Mulshine. Give us a couple good ones, Johnny.
Well, again, the photo in this one is just like so eye-catching. So I encourage people to check it out on our itsovereasy.com. And how you wake up and realize that you married the wrong person, like what a nightmare that would be. But here are a few examples. They're really all so good. Okay, so you can't just cut people off from their friends. The day of the wedding I knew, which was solidified the night of the wedding when we were at the hotel, my best friend happened to be a dude. We were and still are as close as brother and sister. He was my dude of honor at our wedding. That night, my new husband told me, you're never to see him again, ever. I left and drove back to my apartment mad as hell that he'd even dare, and I left him 4 months later when he came back from a walk and told me that he was going to throw himself in front of a bus and kill himself, except he wanted me dead first. I think she did marry the wrong person.
Well, by the way, and again, I know sometimes people really do change, but none of this was a little bit evident from the beginning. There was no red flags there.
Yeah, makes you wonder. Here's another one. This is number 8. What a psychopath. Just after we said, I do, when he said, if I didn't stop smiling, he would punch the smile off my face. I mean, yeah, I think she married the wrong person too.
Yeah. In marriage and in divorce, you can choose how to build and shape your relationships. But what about the relationships in your life that you didn't choose? Like the ones you're born into? Our parents, our relatives, our siblings. How do you frame and fashion these relationships so that everyone involved benefits? Our guests today have figured this out. Not only does their relationship benefit one another, but as industry leaders in pregnancy and postpartum apparel, they're benefiting and empowering women everywhere. They're the sisters who co-founded Belly Bandit, which produces their namesake postpartum belly wrap. And this year, they're changing the game with the launch of Proof, leak-proof undies, which offer women a new and expertly designed choice when it's that time of the month. Or anytime. Collectively, these sisterpreneurs are marketing, design, and e-commerce wonder women. Welcome to All's Fair, Jody, Lori, and Carrie Caden. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for being here. So, listeners, you can't see this, but we have them on Zoom right now. They look enough alike that they could be sisters. I'm not sure I'd know that. They were all born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and now you all live in LA, and two of you guys live on the same street as your parents.
Yes.
Yes.
So you like each other. That's nice.
Well, Carrie's the smart one. She moved off the street. She moved about a mile away.
You know, as sisters, we're together probably, 10 hours a day, and we also did a house on the street that they currently live on. And since Jody was formerly a designer and created beautiful spaces, I was living in that house.
Tell the wallpaper story again.
We're going for it all. I was living in that house, and she did not want me to touch anything because it was an investment property, really. Mm-hmm.
Well, they were white walls, in Jody's defense.
They were white walls, and I was like, well, I want to do wallpaper. I'd like to do this. And when she said no, I'm like, then I have to go. Okay, I got to go. So that's why I moved off the block.
Did your parents move here with all of you when you were younger, and then everyone stayed, or did everyone immigrate separately?
You know, what happened is Lori and Carrie were here for 20 years, and I decided I wanted to come out here for a myriad of reasons, some being the business, most being that I could be around my sisters and my nephews and my niece. But my parents, I didn't want to have them, you know, drive or walk on the ice and, you know, snow in Michigan. So we decided to move them out here, and the house that Carrie wanted to put wallpaper in, we moved them into. So they are on the same street as me and Lori.
I love it. So, okay, what's the age difference between each of you? Because you all look relatively similar aged. I mean, there's not like huge gaps, correct?
Yeah, we're all 2 years almost to the date. Like November 30th, December 14th, December 21st. We're all Sagittariuses.
Whoa.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Hey. Johnny, maybe that's you're the, we you're get the fourth sister.
I'm the fourth Caden sister. Finally.
Boy, nice to be reunited. Surprise. He's your brother from another mother. All right. And so, as you know, on AllSphere, we talk a lot about relationships. Most of the time, it has to do with, you know, intimate and romantic relationships and how they end and how they start and dating and all that. But I really did want to start talking about other kinds of relationships between business partners, between siblings. In this case, we've got both. We've got a really good, marriage, excuse the pun, of both business and siblings. And so let's talk a little bit about that. When did you guys all decide? Jody, did you have to move out here in order for the three of you to go into business together? Were you doing some of that even when you were still back east or Midwest, wherever, and doing your design stuff? I know you're head of design for the companies, but when did you guys decide, hey, let's all do this together?
So I had a company, Caden Design Group, for I think 13 or 14 years in Michigan that did custom cabinetry and high-end remodeling. And a few years into that venture, Lori, Carrie, and I decided to launch Belly Bandit. And we wanted to all work together because we all had different synergies and thought we would just work really well together. So we decided to start this company, and it took off kind of right away. And so I worked long distance. I would leave on Sunday night from Michigan, come here to California a week a month, take the red eye back home, go right to work, work really hard for 3 weeks and come back. And I did that for, I think, 10 years, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, then, a lot of miles from that, from Jody, I tell you.
Yeah. and then after 10 years, it became too tiring. And we thought, you know, I have to pick one avenue. And we decided Belly Bandit was our baby. We picked that. I moved my parents out here and then myself and just ran at 100% in one company. So it was nice to be able to concentrate and focus on one thing.
Now, I'm sure that there are, I mean, look, it's even, two is tough, I would imagine, as siblings. But three, is there, who's most often the odd woman out?
Carrie.
The baby?
The baby.
It's because of the fucking wallpaper, isn't it, Carrie?
She just wouldn't let me put it up.
My son is in the background. He goes, that's
oh, sorry.
Carrie. That's because, no, he's used to the F-bombs. But okay. He said, that's because Carrie's the most normal. My kids think she's the most normal.
And the coolest.
Because she's Aunt Carrie. I know. She's the coolest. Okay. And Jody, you're the only single sister, yes?
Yes, I am. Thank you for pointing that out.
Well, I'm single. Have you always been single? Have you ever been married or in a relationship that you like had kids or was?
So I was in a relationship for 13 years in Michigan. Okay. And then I got into a relationship with all my companies.
Got it. I like that. Your babies.
So Laura, I'm her manager when it comes to vetting guys. So if yes. you have anybody, if you want to do a show for an eligible bachelorette, I can help you host it.
So you're the manager for that. And I'm sure Carrie chimes in and probably the parents too. I mean, Jody, is there pressure there?
No, there's no pressure anymore. I mean, okay. You know, you're single, you know, I've been single for a while. So it is what it is.
Lori has accompanied her on a few dates, just so you know.
You brought the sister with you on the dates?
Oh my God. We have the best dating story ever.
Let's hear it.
This is the best dating story. Okay. So her and this guy from Bumble, I think it was, were supposed to go on a date. And I don't know. They just kept missing each other. Then so Jody and I went hiking, as we do every weekend. And then he called. He's like, something like, are we having lunch? And Jody's like, well, I just went hiking. I'm going to grab a bite with my sister. You want to come with us? And he's like, sure. So he shows up.
Look at Jody's face. Oh, listeners, I wish you could see this. We have to find someone for her just to get her out of this situation. Okay, yeah.
We're sitting there, sitting outside El Tremezino, having lunch. And, you know, we start talking about what he does. And he's telling us how he builds sock monkeys.
Okay. Sock monkeys. What is that?
Yes, the monkey. You know, they're brown and red. They've got the lips. They're
Are they like kids' toys?
Yes, the kid's toy or an
animal. They're kind of crafty, yeah.
So of course, Jody's business mind is like, well, she's like, how many can you produce a day? Basically, she's already in her mind, she already has it into like a chain operation, like, you know, getting it in international and everything else. He's like, well,
oh, there's one. Okay, got it. Thank you.
So he's never really priced out a sock monkey. So Jody's like, well, how long does it take to make a sock monkey? He's like, well, you know, maybe a few hours. And then the conversation turns that he moved here from Texas because his kids didn't really like him anymore, because his wife claimed that he didn't pay alimony. So Jody and I are like looking at each other, you know, the truth lies somewhere in between.
Red flag.
Big red flag. And then he was talking about how he's going to go home to vacuum before he goes to church. So I excuse myself from the table.
Lori gets up in the middle of all of this to call her friend, to tell her friend what a bad date she's on. I'm like, this is nothing.
Oh, he wanted to split the bill. No,
he didn't want to pay for the bill.
Right. Oh, well, okay. There were two of you. I can imagine that he would feel that, baby, that was unfair. I get it.
No. Let me wait. Back this train up. Jody and I split a salad, and we had a Arnold Palmer. He ordered like a bread basket. He ordered like four things. The bill comes. He has it sitting there for like 10 minutes. And Jody and I just want to get the fuck out of there. So Jody's like, throws in her credit card. And he's like, okay, we'll just split it. Ugh. It was like, that's one of the many. I have to tell you.
So Jody, how long have you guys been dating? Just kidding.
Right?
Laura. About 5 minutes, Laura.
Can you imagine? So now, and we've been living together for 6 months.
That was so painful. Like, we should write a book on these kind of dates. It's just because I think a lot of women experience it. A lot of my single friends tell me.
Lori experiences it through me every right. single date.
I love it.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Many people listening today are focused on their next chapters. And in past interviews, I spoke with, for example, business coach Joy Chudakoff about women and men who start businesses to get over a breakup, moving on. What was the catalyst for the three of you all starting your companies together? I guess going back to Belly Band at the first one.
So we knew that we all wanted to do something together. We work well together, and we look out for each other, which is number one always. And when Lori gave birth to her first daughter, Charlie, she had gained a lot of weight. How much weight did you gain, Laura?
I gained 65 pounds. I mean, back then I was super skinny. I was 122 pounds, so I gained 50% of my body weight.
Oh, my God.
I was a house.
And so I'll let her tell the story about how she went to Target to get cat litter off the top shelf after she gave birth and what happened.
So I think echoing what Jody said, we've always wanted to be in business together. We weren't looking to start a business. And it is true what people say, necessity is the mother of all invention. So I gained 65 pounds with my daughter, Charlie. I did not take any classes. I didn't read any books. I literally worked up until the night that I delivered. And after I delivered, I just thought my body goes back to normal. You know, thought I was going to lose, my stomach's going to go flat. I was going to lose at least 65 pounds right away. I was sadly mistaken. So fast forward a few weeks after I delivered, I went to Target to get cat food. And there was cat food on the top shelf. So I kind of climbed on the bottom shelf or two. And this old man, like his peripheral vision, looks at me. He's like, ma'am, he literally came darting down the aisle, aisle number 7. He's like, ma'am, you are so pregnant. Let me help you. Oh. And so I looked at him. I literally dropped and I ran out of the store as fast as I can. Tears were pouring down my face. And, you know, I said to Jody and Carrie, I can't go out in public. I don't look good. I don't feel good about myself. It was like, I literally was in a my uniform, like a black t-shirt and black juicy velour sweatpants at the time. I would not go anywhere. I could not. I had this outer body experience that, you know, I think it's after you deliver, especially your first, no one tells you what to expect. I know, you know, people talk about postpartum, depression, and it just with lack of sleep, you know, not feeling yourself, you know, mentally and physically.
Was Charlie a vaginal birth or C-section?
Vaginal.
Okay.
The birth
C-section,
was easy.
C-section even worse, by the way, because you really can't move around very much. Yeah. So that, I mean, just saying, just putting it.
Carrie had the C-section. She can speak to that. But, you know, Jody and Carrie were like, they were hurting because I was hurting. You know, right. They felt, you know, what can we do? How can we help? I mean, they basically like lived at my house after birth. And, you know, we just began doing some research how women in other cultures would bind their abdomen, you know, 6 to 8 weeks post, and how people did it in the Asian and the Indian cultures. And, you know, I think it was a light bulb that went off. Carrie and I have always been in the sourcing industry. And of course, Jody's like sketching it out as we're talking about the concept. And we just started playing around with, you know, sourcing these fabrics and the band. So we had my OB, Jay Goldberg, I went to Jay. I said to Jay, you know, does this really work? We talked about the concept. He said, yeah, that really works. His father, I think, is a plastic surgeon. So he was telling us how these kind of compression garments really work. And then we were looking at like the scientific reasons and really what it does and how it helps and, you know, all these, how it compresses the abdomen, how it helps with swelling and all this other stuff. And like fast forward, you know, we start working on a concept piece.
It sounds like it's such a love fest and that you guys are just like the best of friends, but you're also sisters. So how do you set boundaries or how do you guys deal with that side of it?
There are no boundaries ever.
I got it. Okay.
Okay. So wait, just so that we're clear, Lori, you do the PR. When you said you worked up until the time you like had Charlie, were you doing marketing and PR and stuff like that before Belly Bandit?
So yeah, we have a swag company. So a branded merchandise company that we still run today. We started that 23 years ago. So we've always been in the sourcing side of things for a lot of corporations.
Okay.
So we were able to source materials and trim and all the other little parts and pieces that we needed to actually start prototypes.
And then Carrie, you do e-commerce stuff. So that was stuff that you had a background there already and that's what you do with these companies? No.
So right now I run e-com and I run the graphics department. But prior to Belly Bandit with the sourcing company with Lori, no need for that. This was before the e-commerce boom, right?
Okay.
We're social, less social.
So it was very much learn as you go.
Got it. And then Jody, you were and remain head of design. So that's why you were sketching it out. Just want to be clear that you all have these very different roles that came together to do this. What are some of the pitfalls? What are some of the pitfalls, be honest, working with sisters?
You know what? I think the pitfalls were early on. When we first started, we didn't have this clear delineation of who did what. And so we stepped on each other's toes until we figured out, okay, design is mine. This is what I excel in. And Lauren Carey don't want to have anything to do with that. And then I don't like PR. It's not something I want to do. It's not something I'm good at. Lori runs with that. And Carrie is the technical one of the family. And so she took e-com and graphics. And so we kind of just naturally, I'd say after the first year, fell into the areas that we wanted to run and then started our own teams and built it up from there.
We have a saying, it's like stay in your own lane.
Right.
So
like,
yeah.
So there are some boundaries. There are some boundaries, Carrie, right? I mean, you got, you know, don't start telling me how to design, and then don't you tell me how to source stuff. How do you guys...
Laura, one of the three of us goes rogue often.
Yep. Yes, and I can imagine which one that is. So, and do you guys have boundaries in terms of work stuff? I mean, you're all so close. You could call each other in the middle of the night. You could... you know, say things that you wouldn't necessarily say in a different work environment because, you know, you've known each other since each of you was born. Okay. How do you, if you do, establish those kind of boundaries? Like, we'll meet one day a week and we don't call after hours. And if our kids are having dinner, there's none of that.
We are unusual. It's like keeping up with the cadence here. We're very unusual. We hang out together even after business hours. Me and Laura go hiking every single day. From like 6:30 to 8, Carrie won't go, but me and Lori go. And the only way that there's boundaries is if Carrie doesn't pick up the phone after like 8 o'clock at night. We're like, she's done. She's done.
Laura, you have to understand, I have a 5-year-old and they will go on 24/7. At some point, I need to zone out and watch my TV.
She cuts us off for sure. She cuts us off on the weekends too. Cause like Jody and I, we never stop talking about work. We're like this and this, and like we're doing research where it's just like our thing. And like on the weekends, Carrie cuts us off.
I mean, not all the time, but you know, like this past weekend, me and Carrie and her husband, Gabe, were working on a video. So it's definitely not all the time, but once in a while, she's the normal sister that wants her own personal time. It's not often, but she does it. But we like creating businesses and companies, like people like golfing.
Right. It's fun.
It's fun.
And you get obsessed. I got it. I totally get it. I want to ask you, Carrie. So because I had 2 C-sections, I have to imagine, like, but that was, I think all women experience this after any birth, but certainly after a C-section, because they cut you open and you want everything back together. And I had done Pilates beforehand, and I knew that they had changed the way that they did that operation now, as opposed to cutting through your stomach bands. They move them over, they take the baby out. But for those of us who have had C-sections, I mean, Belly Bandit must really, really be helpful. And again, it's not, guys, this isn't just like a corset. It's not just for aesthetics. It really does shape. It helps the back. It helps your muscles. Am I right? Am I being a good advertisement here? Okay, Sarah's nodding.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
So with my C-section, I mean, we actually came up with the tagline after, because C-sections can be a real mother, right? So... again, from necessity, we came out with the C-section underwear, and we actually started working on the concept of our leak-proof underwear during that time over 5 years ago now, due to the fact that after I came home, I bled all over my brand new leather chairs.
Oy. And then you had to call Jody, who found the leather chairs, and she was like, how can you do that? I feel like these are my leather chairs. Okay. But it's not, and just back to the underwear for a minute. So Proof is this amazing product that these guys came up with that's leak-proof underwear. So you don't wear a tampon or a pad. You can wash these. They're super absorbent. I think that I read somewhere that they absorb up to what 5 tampons can absorb, which is huge. But also for those of us who have had babies, and this is more for the vaginal birth people, you know, anybody who's had a baby vaginally, and I'm not one of them, although I've definitely heard from my friends, laughing, jumping on a trampoline, crying, coughing, you leak, not blood, pee. And one of my girlfriends once said, I think I just leaked a dollop of pee. I'm like, a dollop? A dollop is cream or ice cream. You don't leak a dollop of pee. But we always joked about that. So these are great for anybody, anytime. Yes? And then you can throw them in the wash. They're breathable. You wash them. And they're so great for the environment, but they're also great for anybody at any time that's maybe having any kind of an issue and doesn't want to have to think about it. God, I really do sound like a tampon ad right now. But you don't want to have to think about it. Yes?
I mean, that's exactly what it's for. It's for any woman 9 to 90. And our last company, Belly Bandit and Proof, we're here to help women. So we don't make products that are just like a regular t-shirt. We make things that really will help women. And selfishly, I think it makes us feel really good. And so when we were testing this product, we tested it on somebody that we know that has a really horrible period, and she bleeds through a super, a pad, her underwear, and if she's in bed laying down, a towel in 35 minutes. And these underwear, which feel like regular underwear, it's the most amazing thing. These underwear, she can wear it the entire day with a tampon and not bleed through anything. She can work out. She can do stuff. She doesn't have to think about where she's going to go to the bathroom when she goes out, where a restroom is. She doesn't have to worry about sitting on a light couch. And so it's like helping somebody live their life and not have to worry is amazing.
I was just thinking how good it was that you already knew this person, because you can you imagine having to put an ad out for this person? Seeking someone who heavily bleeds through tampons, pads, and underwear and towels when lying down. I mean,
the funny thing is we didn't know this before we started making this product, and people don't talk about, like, I sneeze and I pee a little bit, right? And so,
unless you're hanging out with me, evidently.
When we started doing all this research, first of all of our products are solution-based products for women. That's first and foremost, you know, creating, you know, some of them were based off our problems, you know, hence the belly bandit, but, you know, talking to all these women and doing these focus groups and talking about, like, it is so, like, literally every woman has problems when it comes to down there, you know, and like my daughter who played competitive basketball, and we would do travel ball, and all the girls would kind of 10 girls would pile in a room and sleep in one, you know, in the hotel room, and we were sitting on a bench, Jody and I, when one of the moms was showing us the text from her daughter, who is 9 years old. And the daughter's like, Mom, come quick, come to my room. I just got my period. It's all over the bed. I'm so embarrassed. I can't get out of bed. What do I do? So, you know, it kind of brought us back to our days of our first periods, because every woman knows where they were when they got their first period. I remember when I was 13, I was going to sleep over a friend of mine's house, Blythe Rose's house. Her parents came to pick us up. And I got my period. I told my mom, I'm like, don't tell dad. And then I told Blythe, I ran down the stairs crying. And she's like, what's the matter? I'm like, I just fell down the stairs. You're so embarrassed. You like, people didn't talk about it back then. So we want to kind of instill confidence, especially in young girls who get their periods, who are, you know, who play sports, who are afraid to leak, or maybe even wants to sit out during sports when they have their periods. But it's, you know, Proof is body safe. It covers all types of leaks. It's great for the environment. And we say it really, really works, because our triple patented Proof undies are the only underwear on the market that are actually leak proof.
How does this material absorb all of that liquid, whatever it is, and not feel heavy?
It's our secret sauce. So we have technical fabrics that we have sourced throughout the world. For example, the first fabric, which is against your body, has moisture wicking fibers in it. So it's not
sprayed with
chemicals. It's not harmful. And when a drop hits it, it spreads out. So you can see it. It like spreads out among the whole gusset. And so it dries really quickly. And a lot of people that have bled into these panties have literally taken a tissue and gone like this to see where the blood went. They can't find it.
That's
very cool.
Nuts.
We'll get you a pair so you can try.
You sent me a pair. I literally just got back into town. So I did find them, Johnny, in my mailbox when I went out there yesterday. There was a bunch of mail that the people staying here hadn't brought in. So I have a pair. I will try them. I just wasn't able to try them before today. Now, maybe you've already thought of this. I'm sure people are already doing it. Wearing the underwear, like, you know, postpartum, wearing the underwear with the belly bandit. Is there in the works the belly bandit proof combo pair?
We do it as a set, so you can put
okay.
it together.
Okay, just checking, because that seems like that would be worthwhile.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is the It's Over Easy podcast, All's Fair with Laura Wasser on iHeartRadio. I'm Laura, a divorce attorney and the CEO of It's Over Easy Online Divorce. We're the one-stop resource online for divorce, which statistically will befall about half of the couples who marry. But even though divorce is happening, it's just one of the possible outcomes of the million relationships we humans have. And at our community at It's Over Easy, we're obsessed with all relationships and figuring out how to maintain healthier ones. This extends beyond the romantic to our relationships with our children, our friends, our business partners, and even relationships we have with our siblings. Today we're speaking with the Caden sisters, Jody, Lori, and Carrie. These entrepreneurial sisters have disrupted the industry by creating a new niche in women's wear. They're the co-founders of Belly Bandit, which is the first doctor-recommended postpartum compression wrap, and their new line of leak-proof underwear called Proof is changing the way women get dressed and undressed. Here's an example. Check it out.
Oh my God.
Love the commercial.
For those listening to our podcast, which is audio only, what did we just look at? I'm kind of confused of what I just saw.
That was a Zoom call that we were having, and someone didn't turn off their camera. And we
said, I knew that.
Accidents happen. Be prepared. With our underwear.
It's genius. And it'll be on our YouTube channel for anybody that would like to watch it.
It's really funny. I love everybody's expression when it happens. And I've seen some of those in real life. And I'm like, I mean, I've been doing this now since March and these Zoom calls and Zoom hearings. And I think particularly at the beginning, but even now, some of the older attorneys, man, they don't get it. Uh-uh. They do not get it. And it's really kind of funny to watch.
These are the best, though. The not knowing how to work and then they say something, or you go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Or you hear a conversation you're not supposed to hear.
Yes. Or you're like doing your entire thing and you're looking at somebody's like, you know, cleavage and you're like, or like the old neckline and you're like, you won't want me looking at that the whole time. Pick it up. Let's look at your face.
I really like you guys. You guys are funny.
All right, so we do something on the show. I don't know if you guys have listened to the show before, but we do something on the show that I took from what I do in my work as a family law attorney, and they're called the interrogatories. So we ask you guys questions. You have to answer honestly. They're not hard ones, so that we can kind of figure out who you are and get some pearls of wisdom from you. So all three of you, Jody, Lori, Carrie, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Maybe.
So help me God.
Maybe. I love it. Okay. So starting with the eldest, Jody, which relationship in your life has had the most profound impact?
I mean, that's such a deep question. I guess I'd have to say both of my sisters.
Yeah, that would,
you know, and not one or the other. They're kind of a unit, and they're here through the good and through the bad, and kind of has shaped the person I've become, I would think.
And what about...
Although I am the boss.
Well, you're the oldest. I'm the oldest. I get it. What's your favorite love song, Jody?
These are all tough questions. My favorite love song. I pass. What's the next one?
The next one is, what is the one piece of advice you'd share with someone following in your footsteps? Somebody in their 20s or...
I would say so many things. I would say have no fear.
Okay.
And... I would tell them to get into a business where you could have other people work with you to make a great product. Because in my first line of work, it was all me.
and everything I did was through me. So the business had my name, it had my face, it was all me. Whereas when you run something like a Belly Bandit or a Proof, it takes an entire team, and you don't need to be there if you, you know, you could build up that team and they could take it and run. So I think I tell them both of those things.
I like those. Which rom-com could you watch on repeat?
The Notebook.
Yes. Oh, not really comedy, but still definitely it's up there. Oh, this, the rain scene. What's your favorite love song, Carrie?
My favorite love song is True Companion by Mark Cohen.
Okay. I like that. And Carrie, what is one piece of advice you'd share with somebody following in your footsteps, somebody in their teens or 20s, about anything, parenting, relationships, business?
You know, I'm going to go with business. I would say surround yourself with people who are smarter than you.
Ah, I like how she said that while her sisters were off the phone. She probably did not admit that while they were on the phone. All right. Which is your favorite rom-com that you could watch on repeat?
Oh, gosh. My favorite rom-com. Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah. Definitely a good one. Definitely a good one. Which relationship in your life has had the most profound impact?
You know, there's not one significant. I think it's a compilation of everybody who's been in and out of my life has always made an impact in a very different way. They say people come into your life for a season or reason or lifetime. And for me, that's exactly true. I think you're born into a family to learn lessons. And you fall in love with someone and possibly marry them because they make you a better human. And then your son or your children teach you lessons that you also need to know. For me, it's been patience.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would imagine. Also, and it's just the three of you? There's no other siblings in the Caden family?
Three was enough.
Three was enough. And does Gabe have siblings?
Gabe actually has two brothers and a sister.
Okay.
And his sister is our nanny. Mm-hmm. So it's a very close-knit circle we have going on here.
Yes. Yeah. And what part of Los Angeles do you guys live in? We can edit it out if you don't want people to know, but I'm just curious. Are you like
Sherman
Eastsiders?
Oaks.
You're Sherman Oaks. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
And your daughter started kindergarten remotely or not yet? Are we waiting a year?
Son. He's doing kindergarten right now, and half the time he's under the table.
Yes.
Does not want to do it.
No.
So.
Okay. And Lori, which relationship in your life has had the most profound impact?
I'd have to say my husband,
okay.
Right? Because I have...
I like it.
...resulted in my little rugrats.
And what is your favorite love song?
Lori doesn't know movies or songs.
These people don't do anything but work, Carrie.
That's all they do. It's work, 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 work. In fact, that's your favorite love song, Rihanna's
Silver
work,
Linings
work, work.
Playbook, Lori. Is that what you're thinking? Silver Linings Playbook?
Do you want me to answer for you? Because I can throw in their answers.
Okay. She said the Bradley Cooper and I was assuming it was that one because I doubt it was The Hangover or American Hustle, although that was kind of a rom-com.
Lori doesn't watch TV at all. She stands in her kitchen while her family's doing their thing watching TV, and she's working.
Got it. It could have been Star is Born, I guess. All right.
Oh, that's it.
That was it, Star is Born?
I think that's it, yeah.
That actually made her radar?
You know what it was? It was probably the only and last movie she's seen in the last year.
That's crazy. So when you dip out on them at 8 o'clock at night or on the weekends, you're living a normal life and they're still scheming of whatever the next feminist helping product is. Yes?
You know, it's funny. People actually think they're twins when they're walking down the street together.
Really?
They talk alike. They look a lot alike. Actually, today they don't.
Right.
It's funny. They do not today. But they're very much twins in a lot of different ways. And I need a balance because I have a terrible mom guilt.
Right.
From working so much.
Worse. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
That never goes away. All right. So you guys, you're awesome. Love, love, love the products. Love the fact that you guys are sisterpreneurs, that you live close, that you work together, and that these relationships are something that you all three bolster each other. It seems to me not only professionally, but personally, I just love it. So thank you for being here today, kind of. No, thank you for being here today, and tell people where they can find Proof and Belly Bandit and how they can keep up with your next disruption online.
So you can find our leak-proof underwear at shopproof.com. And of course, Belly Bandit, bellybandit.com, where we're in about 1,000 retailers. So.
And also on YouTube, there's ShopProof, which is, I think, probably some of what we saw. You can see more on there. I love them. I love these girls. I feel like I would be friends with them. I mean, I can you imagine their house growing up?
Oh, my God. I'm sure that they had, they probably started businesses from the moment they were born.
Yes, like the Caden family, you know, lemonade stand or whatever.
Right, right.
But
right.
They do seem so different, and yet the way that they relate to each other, I love it. I mean, they were sisters. They were supportive. They were just wonderful. And again, I'm sure not every moment is like today's interview, but even when their internet went out and one went over to the other's house, like, they rock. I like them a lot.
I agree. And they left us with a promo code for anybody who's interested in checking out the leak-proof undies or the Belly Bandit. You can visit shopproof.com and enter AllSfair at checkout for 15% off your order.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Follow us at It's Over Easy, and you can see the full proof video on our YouTube at It's Over Easy TV.
If you guys are interested, these products are very cool to check out, so go on to
shopproof.com and enter AllSfair at checkout for 15% off.
That's our show for today. Before you go, please leave us a review at Apple Podcasts, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.